Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, across the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hitty-hoo!
Welcome, everybody, to the Stabcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Mindy.
And we're here on another scary Sunday. We're going to be going to see the new Sydney Sweeney horror flick soon, Immaculate. But before we do that, since we got a nice, another young, beautiful Hollywood star that's probably going to try to make a franchise out of whatever this is, we're going to sit back and talk about our favorite horror movie franchises of all time.
Of all time, yep. So not every one of your guys' franchise are going to be in this list.
No, I got a random list off of Tier Maker. So this is...
And it's going to be like whether we agree with them or not.
Well, no, it's they got all the movies picked out for us, and we go through them and list them ourselves.
Yeah, okay.
So, our tiers, we're going to stick to our, like, normal tiers. We're going to have elite, very good, good, mediocre, meh, and ass cheeks. So, that's going to be our tiers here, and we'll get right into it very soon. We already talked about the Scream stuff, right?
Yes, we already did go over that Kevin Williamson will be directing Scream and Neve Campbell will be Sydney again, and this will be the last time for any of that kind of thing to be out. Like, they're drawing a line here, like, this is it.
I'll tell you
how well it does.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, with this movie we're going to see today, I think Sydney Sweeney's been kind of on a rise lately, especially after Euphoria. She had that rom-com that did really well, that Anyone But You, Anyone But You. She was in that Madame Web that tanked, but she's on kind of a star, like a superstar run right now. So if this movie can kill.
But she's managed out of the park like she does with every other genre she's had.
It'll be the test.
She'll be fine. Just fine.
Exactly. Let's get into our tier list. You ready?
I'm ready.
I have a bunch of very iconic and not so iconic movie franchises here. And we're going to start with a little one that I like to call Zombieland.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
There's been two of these.
I never saw the second one. What was it? Double Tap?
Double Tap.
I never saw the second one. Did you ever get a Twinkie?
Did he get his Twinkie?
I believe he did get his Twinkie.
He did get his. The second one was pretty good. It wasn't as good as the first one, though.
Okay, so I would have to, agree, but just because I didn't even see it. But the first one was a really, really fun time, and I would definitely watch it again.
Yeah, the first one was awesome. So we might have to venture out and put it under good. All right. Next up, we have The Exorcist.
Original or remake?
The whole franchise.
The whole franchise. Okay, well, this is where it gets tricky here. Because you had the original. You had three sequels after that. Then you have The Exorcist TV show. And then you have this last Exorcist that they just did, Exorcist Believer. And unfortunately, what's been going on with this franchise is there's too many hands in the kettle right now.
Yeah.
There's too many people stirring the shit and trying to make the right spices and whatnot, and they're clashing with each other. What's going on?
They're clashing, Sharon.
They're clashing?
They're clashing.
They're clashing spices is what's
they're clashing
on.
Spices.
Because, I mean, in the TV show, they already have a whole, like, ending with Pazuzu and the McNeil family and everything else.
Yes.
And then you go to Believer, and you're starting from scratch again with the two of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she won't talk to her again for the same reason that they already made up on.
Yeah.
So I understand, though, from what I read, the TV show isn't really canon to the movie. But, I mean, this last one they came up with, I'm not going to say it was terrible.
But it wasn't the Bee's Knees.
It wasn't, yeah, exactly. It wasn't spectacular or anything like that. And they left a lot of open plot holes and whatnot. Did I like it the first time I saw it? Absolutely.
100%.
The second time, though, I was like, wait, this isn't that good. And it happens to me all the time because I get psyched up for movies like that.
Yeah.
I've been watching since I was a kid. So.
This is a unique franchise to where it. I feel like it should be one of those movies to where you have the first one and it's done. But since it's one of the first more iconic horror movies of all time, you gotta, not that it's the first horror movie by any stretch, but it's a classic. So it kind of has to be a franchise. I put this in very good.
Okay.
Where do you put it? Very good?
I would agree with you. I would put it in very good. I mean, unfortunately, though, they kind of ended up with the same trope going on that Halloween has.
Yeah.
Like, every movie or so, or every couple of movies, they don't necessarily switch characters, but they switch people's relationships.
Yeah, they do.
Or they switch them from boys to girls and sons to daughters. And so that's the only true thing that annoys me about this franchise is that they can't fucking pick a story.
No, it is kind of like when a new Exorcist movie comes out, you're not that excited. I've almost dropped it to good.
Yeah, I would definitely say it. Unfortunately, the first one is a classic.
Yeah.
Not going to take that away. Absolute phenomenal. But it just, the second one was horrible. The third one, the only memorable thing about it is the nurse's scene. If you know, you know. And in my opinion, I thought that the AMC Plus series, even though it's been a few years and I just saw it because I was, Daniel will tell you, I don't normally mess around with horror TV shows.
Yeah, you're not a huge fan unless it's Chucky, for God's sakes. Jesus Christ. But
Chucky, Nano, and Scream so far.
There's a couple of them that have got you.
Yeah, there's a couple that have got me. But, I mean, Chucky's just so damn funny.
There's so many on here to get to. We're going to have to do a part two since we have the movie at, like, fucking a half hour. But let's keep going, and let's go to one that I want to, because this is, like, the one blend between horror and superhero. With Wesley Snipes.
That was good.
That was a good franchise. That was a very good franchise.
Blade 1 was really good. Blade 2 was all right. Blade Trinity gets hated on, but I actually really liked that
movie.
I
thought it was good.
Blade Trinity is one of my favorites.
I think
Triple H did a really good job in his role.
Yeah.
And that movie,
Ryan Reynolds,
and I think they all did a really good job. The only reason I bring up Triple H is because this is one of the very few movies he's ever acted in.
Yeah,
he's not a John Cena or a Miz or anything like that. Like, he sticks to wrestling.
He does usually. I'd probably put Blade in very good.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, now one that we're personal fans of, I can't believe it's on this list, the Evil Bong franchise.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I don't know if anyone remembers when we did this, because this is literally one of our first shows.
Yeah.
But basically, it's this, like, bong that comes to life and is mysteriously somehow has the voice of a, like, luxurious black woman. And, like, it's just so weird. Like, I can't even explain it to you guys. It's so fucking weird.
It's pretty weird.
The weirdest thing about it is that I found out about it through another ridiculous movie called The Gingerbread Man, who has a couple run-ins with the evil bong. They have a couple of movies together, but they don't like each other. And the gingerbread man is a gingerbread cookie. He doesn't get blown up until the very end. So he's just a fucking cookie.
Yeah.
Voiced by Gary Busey.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd put this in mediocre. As much as I love it, it is not good movies. They're pretty bad movies. They were fun.
That's a movie that you get together with your friends and you drink a couple beers and watch it.
Yeah, or you do something else and watch it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all that it's for.
Yeah.
All right, moving on, we have My Bloody Valentine. Yeah, I think our rule for franchise is very relaxed here for this list.
I really like the remake better.
Yeah.
And that's something that normally never happens for me. Normally, I always prefer the original. But I liked this remake because they put another thing on the table.
Oh, yeah. And Dean from Supernatural fucking killed it. And he was the main character in the first one and had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
They did a good flip for the remake. I'd almost put this in Elite. I think because both movies are very good.
Yeah, they're both very good, and they did what a remake is supposed to do.
Yes.
They switched up the people. I mean, they didn't take anybody away. They didn't take anything out of it. They just literally switched the individuals.
100%. All right, next up, sometimes you got to eat a little ass in life. We have the Human Centipede franchise.
Oh, God.
Should we put this in ass cheeks just for the ironic?
Yeah, can we just go ahead and put it in ass cheeks? I don't even want.
All right, next up, one of your favorites, Candyman.
I would have to put the Candyman in. I'm going to have to vote for him to be an Elite. Because he is one of the original bad guys.
Yes. I don't think anyone can argue with that.
I mean, and when you think of the Candyman, you think of Tony Todd, which is why so many people, including myself, were pretty bummed out at the hipster remake that they came out with. Even though it was still good, I don't consider it a Candyman movie.
No.
And that's just my own personal thing. When I think of Candyman, I think of the one and only Daniel Robitaille. That's who I think of. So, I mean, I would want to put him in Elite, but that's also because whenever you hear that voice, it just brings shivers to your spine.
I agree. And the new one, this could have easily gotten knocked to good or very good if that new one was ass, but it was actually a pretty good, serviceable, faithful movie to the franchise.
It did its best.
It did its best. So, yeah, I think Elite's a good spot for this. Next up, we have a very famous one. Jaws.
I love Jaws. Funny thing is, Daniel doesn't know this. I'm actually petrified of sharks.
You're scared?
I'm very scared of sharks. Like, I'm almost as afraid of sharks as I am elevators. And there's just something really fucking freaky about a shark coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's why open water scared me so much. And 48 meters down and shit. Like, yeah, I understand they're bad movies, but sharks!
Yeah, sharks are scary. 48 meters down isn't necessarily a bad movie.
And, like, you know, it's better than the other one I mentioned. And it's just anything with sharks. Like, even Sharknado. Like, I mean, I wasn't petrified at that one. That was just stupid fun. If you've ever seen all of them, go watch it, because they're really stupid fun.
But Jaws is the OG, and that's, like, OG Spielberg, OG horror. Yeah, I think Jaws goes in very good, if not Elite.
I would put it in Elite.
The whole franchise, though, I don't think any...
I don't know the whole franchise if you would put that in Elite.
I think it goes very good.
Yeah, because, I mean, the second one was okay, but the first one was a masterpiece.
All right, this next one, another one with only two movies in it, but two movies that I really enjoy, and as a fan of the Ghost Hunters fucking Ghost Adventures type TV. This was a really good parody type and also like flipping it on its head. Grave Encounters.
Yeah, I know it. knew that you were going for. The first
I'm surprised to see that on here.
The first one is, well, I don't think we reviewed it, but I know it's on Tubi. Both of them are. That movie, the first movie, is so laughably funny. Because you got people out there, like you got this one chick that literally saw the caretaker take his kid and run the fuck away off the island, like just disappear, and everyone's still waiting for him.
They're like, you coming, bro?
They're all still waiting, and it's like, no, he left.
He's gone.
He's bye-bye. And you guys should probably go, too. So, I mean...
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
I thought this movie... Both of them were really good. The first one was a lot better than the second one, but the second one was still good. I think they had really good scares on it. This was the one that... This was a big hit for me in high school when I would have friends over and we would all hang out and watch this late at night. And fucking some of the big jump scares really got us. I'd put this in at least good. Yeah. All right. Next up, Resident Evil.
That's more of your forte.
For the Mila Jovovich movie, I mean, Resident Evil is a fucking weird horror franchise. Because obviously you have the games, but in movies, the Netflix show didn't work, and it wasn't that great. The last movie that they tried, we liked, that we saw in theaters, was really good.
Yeah.
But the Mila Jovovich movies in the early 2000s, with the director that she was married to, I thought it was all right. I thought the first three were pretty good, and then it went kind of crazy sci-fi action route. I put these in good.
I'm surprised.
Probably very good, yeah. We'll put them very good.
Because you love this franchise.
I do.
A little pet. And that's why we like the animated, not animated, but like video game generated one so much.
Yeah.
Because when we were kids, Daniel and I had very active imaginations.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, when, and we lived in, like, a snowy town, so, like, a lot of the time, we were sitting outside with, like, plants and stuff. And, because we lived in a nice neighborhood and a chill, like, and whatnot, so, like, it wasn't like anyone was gonna come up and kidnap us and stuff. And Daniel and I would literally be trenching through the snow, like, we're in, like, the army, crawling on our freaking knees. Because we were playing, we were, in our minds, we were making up Resident Evil, the movie that hadn't been actually shot yet.
Yeah. Yeah, we were weird.
It is really funny to me that years later, it actually did get its own movie.
It did. I think the early 2000s movies were out already, but yeah, the... Especially like the Chris and Claire one that just came out. That was like what we really were into. The
well,
video
yeah, but
games.
I didn't watch it though. I think I played the game.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch it.
All right, we'll get a couple more and then we'll get out of here.
All right.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Elite.
It's got to be Elite, right?
Yeah.
All right, another one about fucked up stuff in water. Lake Placid.
Oh my God. Kill me. I don't know. I always thought that it was kind of, like, just meh.
All right, we'll put it in meh.
Honestly, because, I mean, it's not overtly really scary to me.
Okay.
But I guess it's probably going to be scarier to others.
To the right person, yeah. All right, the Boogeyman.
Oh, God.
I put it in meh.
I mean, if we're going with the original trilogy, I put that nasty.
All right. Last one, Friday the 13th. I'll lead it, baby. One of the greatest slasher franchises of all time. All right. All right, one last one, Wrong Turn.
Oh, my God.
This is one that, this franchise kind of took a wrong turn because it got really gross.
Yeah,
but
and scary
and
just disgusting.
Yeah, I'd put it in good, if not mediocre.
Yeah, mediocre.
I agree. So far our list is at My Bloody Valentine, Candyman, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Friday the 13th for Elite, Blade, Jaws, and Resident Evil for Very Good, Zombieland, The Exorcist, and Grave Encounters for Good, Evil Bong and Wrong Turn and Mediocre, Lake Placid and The Boogeyman and Meh, and Lakes or and Human Centipede Ass Cheeks.
Yeah, that sounds
makes sense. We'll come back for a part two of this very soon.
Yeah.
Next week we'll be doing the movie Immaculate that we're about to go see
yeah.
with Mrs. Sweeney, and we'll see everybody next time. Give them a big old hooty hoo, Mindy.
Hooty hoo.
1,000 years ago, superstition and the sword ruled.